the news.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Friday, April 10th, 2015. Happy birthday to Dora Joyner.
Happy birthday.
Oh, this is a birthday. Okay.
The president race continues to heat up for 2016. The word is this weekend, Hillary Clinton will launch her presidential campaign.
That's right, baby. It's going to be launch.
She is planning to officially her hat into the U.S. presidential ring on Sunday while en route to Iowa. The former Secretary of State, former First Lady, is scheduled to declare her second run for president on Twitter at noon Eastern on Sunday. This is according to sources, followed by a video and email announcement, then a series of conference calls mapping out the tour beginning in Iowa.
I'll be the second lady checking all that out.
You'll
the
be what?
Second lady. You be with the second lady.
Oh. Looking at all of that.
Me and the second lady going to be checking that out. He's not going to be there, Sim. Well,
oh, I'm sure he will be with her. I can't imagine him being anywhere
the
else.
Second lady or the first lady?
A very bad time this week as regards to weather. One person was killed and seven others injured yesterday after a tornado tore through a small Illinois town, part of a storm system that pummeled large parts of the central U.S. and forecast to bring severe storms to the East Coast today. DeKalb County coroner told officials that a 67-year-old woman was found dead inside her home in Fairdale, Illinois, and that is a town of about 200 residents and 80 miles northwest of Chicago.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, it was devastating.
Yeah. So is it over with now?
Well, no, the storm is headed to the East Coast now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So a lot of people who are traveling today to go down to Florida for the Tom Dorner Foundation cruise might want to check.
Check your flights, huh? Because they canceled a bunch of flights out of Chicago yesterday.
Absolutely. A U.S. Census Bureau security guard was shot and killed Thursday by a man whom police say kidnapped a woman in a domestic dispute and led officers on a car chase through Maryland and Washington, D.C. before being shot and captured. A spokesperson for the Prince George's Hospital says that the guard identified as Lawrence Buckner was pronounced dead last night, and the D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier said in a press conference that he was shot after he approached a car that matched the description of the kidnapped suspect's vehicle. The shooting caused hours-long lockdown at the Census Bureau campus in Maryland, just outside of Washington. Today, the president is likely to meet Cuban President Raul Castro, and this is said to be a political photo op of the times when the two meet at the Organization of the American States meeting in Panama.
I just saw where they say you'll be able to go to Cuba from Orlando with daily flights starting in about a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is
Ooh, that's going to be a party. Golly.
Bobby Brown is said to be headed back to work. He needs to get back to work to clear up some things that some cancellations that he had to put in place when Bobby Christina first took ill on January 31st. According to reports, he's scheduled to play three shows in Australia, and that is at the end of May. And obviously, he does not want to go, but he must. The dates are makeups for shows he had to cancel back in March. Even though he wanted to postpone again, the promoters are holding him to his contract
in Australia.
Yeah. And this is the day that Apple Watch pre-orders begin.
That's right, baby.
Are you ready?
Am I ready?
You getting one?
I'm
pimped by Apple.
He is Apple's.
You are Steve Jobs.
I'm Steve Jobs. Yes.
Now you can buy it online. You can place your order online. You won't be able to buy one in a store until April 24th.
Whatever.
Jay.
You're there, huh?
I'm there. Yeah.
The man is pimping you from
I've
the grave.
I've got white people in line right now.
Of course you do. And probably paying them more than the $500 you're willing to pay somebody at a Prince concert. Those are your headlines.
All right, 15 before the hour, this is the TJMS.